Hey, good morning. So we are at the top of your test on Aleph to understand where we are. Let's just remind ourselves what happened before. So the Mishnah on Yudches on the base was talking about the question of Stam Nedarim Lahachmir Uperushim Lahakil, right? That if you make Stam a Neder and you don't explain, right, exactly what you mean, a Neder that could be interpreted in two different ways. So then we assume the more machmir direction. If it's ambiguous, so we're machmir. So the Gemara was bothered by that. The Gemara lower down in the Chesam Abbas had asked the question. Let's just start from there because it'll get us where we need to be. So the Mishnah, the Gemara said, "V'hatnan savik nizirus lahakel," meaning how can you tell me that stam nedarim, that a case when you're not sure about what the person meant when he made the neder is lahachmir, but we have a rule that we say, Safik Nazir, Aslahak, if you're not sure what a person meant when they talked about making themselves a Nazir, in that case, we said that the Safik is to be Mekel. And Amr Rabbi Zera, look, so Rabbi Zera says, No Kasha, Ha Rabbi Yezer, Ha Rabbanon. Depends if you're the cheat of Rabbi Yezer or the Rabbanon. Why? The Sanya Hamakdish Chayaso Behemto, person was makes their Chaya, their undomesticated animal, or their Behema, their domesticated animal. They made them hektish, right? So hektish as a koi. So the Rabbanan say that a koi, which is some type of animal, we're not sure exactly what it is, but that it's a suffix, whether it's a chai or a behema, we don't know which one is domesticated or not. So the Rabbanan say if you're not, you know, if you makdish a chai or a behema, so we assume lahachmir, right? That you were makdish the koi, which is basically a suffix neder on the koi that you're makdish. Rabbi Eliezer omer lo hikdish is the koi, right? And Rabbi Eliezer says you were not makdish the koi. The koi remains not. We assume suffix, the suffix on the neder is mekel. So man da amar mamona ma'ayel lusfeka gufenami ma'ayel. So the one who holds that your money, namely the koi, right, could become mukdash misafik. So then they also hold that if you make yourself a nazir misafik, you'd also again gufenami ma'al. You'd also make yourself, you know, basically the rabbanim would agree that if the koi becomes mukdash, so then you also the nazir would be the person would become a nazir. But uman damer mamona lo ma'al seika, and the one who holds that your money does not become, you wouldn't allow it. The point being is it questions what you had in mind. And when you said it, did you mean, like, if it was a suffix, it would also go, right? So if you hold that, you would be more careful and think to yourself, you know, I never would have had in mind for my money to become my koi, to become mukdash, you know, misafik. So then gufei kol shegain delo ma'al seika. So certainly the person would, when they made the neder of nazirus, right, statement of nazirus, again, also they never would have want to become a nazir misafik. So that's the machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Eliezer. So don't ask me a question, you know, why the Mishnah says Stam Nedarim Lahachmir and the Mishnah says Safar Nazirus Lahakel. It's actually, those are two different opinions, right? So I guess the presumably the Stam Nedarim Lahachmir is the Rabbanon, right? And Safar Nazirus Lahakel is Rabbi Eliezer, presumably. Fine. Okay. So, and that's what this is all about. So it's not, we don't have a steer anymore between the Mishnah and the other Mishnah, our Mishnah here, and the Mishnah that talks about Safek Nizirus. Fine. Okay. So now the Gemara says the following. It's Tavu Testament Aleph. So Amale Abaye, B'mayo Kimta, the Safek Nizirus Lahakel, Krabi Eliezer. I mean, you want to say, you solve your problem, right, by saying Safek Nizirus Lahakel. Why is that? Oh, that's because that's like the Rabbi, like Rabbi Eliezer. Meaning, so our Mishnah, which says Stam Nidarim Lahachmir, that's the Rabbanah. And you say, but wait a second, we know Stam is, you know, Safi Nizirus Lahakil. We said, no problem, two different opinions. Right? That's Rabbi Eliezer. So it's not a stira, it's two different people. Okay? But you're gonna tell me, so I'm gonna buy it, but Mayu Kimta, so Safi Nizirus Lahakil Kribi Eliezer. You wanna say that Rabbi Eliezer holds Safi Nizirus Lahakil? It's not true. And if it's not true, then we're gonna go back and have a problem with our Mishnah, right? So that this is what we're gonna discuss now. So I'm gonna buy it, but Mayu Kimta, Safi Nizirus Lahakil Kribi Eliezer. And you must say, what about the end of that very Mishnah that you quoted about Nazirus, Safik Bechoros, Echad Bechori Adam, Ve'echad Bechor Behema, Bein Temeya, Bein Tehora, Hamosi Mechaveir Alav Haraya, So when it comes to suffik of a bechor, right? So we don't know a bechor, an animal that's the firstborn of its firstborn male of its mother's womb, so it becomes kadosh and has to be given to a kohen, right? So what happens if you're not sure, right? Suffik bechoros. Look at the Ran on the left side. Echa bechor adam, echa bechor behema. Right? Kagon she yalda zachar unikeva ve'in yadua eiza hoti rosh rishon. Right? Let's say that the mother had twin babies, a boy and a girl, and they don't know which one was born first. I don't know. They got mixed up. They don't know which was first. And it could be true of a bechor adam, or in terms of whether to do a, you know, pinning a ban for the baby, but certainly true, and but true also with bechor behema. Bechor behema, again, that bechor behema is going to become kadosh. So I don't know. I don't know what happened. Because it's not true. The female firstborn doesn't have the same status. So we don't know if this boy was the firstborn or not. That's right, so what happens in that case. So we said savik bechor is echa bechor yadim echa bechor behema bein temeya bein tahora. Doesn't matter if it's the animal became tamei or not. What do you mean hamotzi mechaveiro lavaraya? What does that mean? So look at the mefarish on the right side. Hamotzi mechaveiro kohen de baila fukimine. Meaning, if you're the owner and you're not a kohen, so what are you going to do with that suffek bechor? You're stuck, right? You don't know what to do with it. So the kohen says, no problem. I have a solution for you. I'll take it off your hands, right? I'm a kohen. I can make use of your Bechor. So what's the rule? Hamotzi mechaveiro lavaraya. Isn't that the usual case? Usually, motzi mechaveiro lavaraya is a person who claims someone else holds their money, right? So here, you know, the guy doesn't technically have the kohen's money, but sort of he does, right? Because the kohen wants to claim at least that belongs to a kohen. Whether it's to me, but at least belongs to a kohen. So hamotzi mechaveiro kohen debay lafuki mine. I love laviraya shehim bechoros, right? So he needs to bring a proof. That these are bechoros. Shelo hipila nefil kodem lachin. That there wasn't, let's say, some other baby that was born beforehand. That was like a miscarriage, let's say. Lachin kodem lachin viitafas lahu kohen al habaylim lahavi raya delav bechorhu. So if it would be the opposite, if the kohen would go and grab the animal, so now it would be he's the one who's holding onto the animal. Hamotzver vecharel avaraya. It would be on the owner now to claim. You know, that's not true. But the point being that if it's a suffik bechor, we say motz mechaver lavaraya. Okay, but the Gemara is not done. Utni ala v'asurim begiza ve'avoda. But nevertheless, even as we are left with this question of what to do with this animal, because we don't know what to do, we say you can't shear the animal and you cannot use it for any work. Okay, look at the Ran on the left side. Seifa, the last of the wide lines. Seifa de masis and gufa the suffik niziris lahakalhi. Right? So this is the same Mishnah that had said suffik niziris lahakmir, right, on the one hand. Sorry, niziris lahakel, at the end of that Mishnah, what does it say? It says that this animal, which is a suffik bechor, you have to be machmir, right? And you can't go ahead and use it for shearing. You can't shear it or do any work with it. What do you mean? You just told me the suffik neder, right, is lahakel. So why are you being machmir now and not allowing me to shear this animal or do avoda with it? All right. So you want to say that no problem, suffik neder is lahakel. That's like Rabbi Eliezer, and you know, no, not a problem. And he would agree that stam neder is also lahakel. Well, what's happening over here with this suffik bechor? That suffix is lahachmir. So Amalei, amai kumidamis kedusha haba me'eleha the kedusha haba b'dei adam. So Gemara's like, no, that is not a kasha. Of course, there's no inconsistency, right? You're trying to compare, right, the kedusha that comes by itself, right, basically the bechor, right, the kedusha haba b'dei adam, to a kedusha that comes because a person declares it as such, right, which is the koi, right? You were makdish all of your chayas. Right, so that was your choice, right? That's a very different thing. Look at the round on the left side. Amai kamedam is kedusha haba meileh the kedusha haba mida adam mishum de bekedusha haba bide adam hu de ikla meimar de high gaver lo gamer li yule nafshe umamon in the sake. Meaning, if it's a kedusha haba bide adam, what do we ask? What's the question we're asking? What's going on in the mind of the Makdish? What's going on in the mind of the potential Nazir? I want to know what he was thinking when he said, right? So that, we say, well, depends. What did he have in mind? Would he be willing to allow his animal to become Mukdash, you know, be Suffolk? Would he allow his body to become Mukdash, become a Nazir, be Suffolk, right? That whole conversation only applies when the person is making decisions about making something kadosh or making themselves a nazir because they're the one doing it. Right? Ava bekedusha, ava bidei shamayim, lekelamei maharchi, da'atu bidipiyadehu. What kind of question is this? Right? Basically, the Gemara's response is like, what are you talking about? Don't say like, what do you mean? How could it be that a suffik bechor is machmir if a suffik nazir is mekel? The answer is like, what are you talking about? Because there's no comparison. Because it's two different conversations. The conversation about the Nazir is what's in my head. The conversation about the Bechor is, what do we do? It just happened on its own, right? Don't ask me a kasha from there, right? So the fact that, so meaning, could I talk and say, you know, the our Mishnah says, Stanu Dan Lahachmir, and also say that Rabbi Lezer holds something to zero Slahakil? Yeah. Right, that's okay. And even if the same mission that says Safik Nazir Slahakil also says that Stam Safik Bechoros is also Machmir, meaning all those things can go together. It's not a steer because it's two totally different conversations, and that because the svara behind them is different. Okay, so that's not it. So don't ask me a question. Okay, so let's keep going. Ela Ikasha Hakasha. You want to ask me a question? I'll provide you a different opportunity to ask me a question about the steer. Okay, what's the question? The following mission. That's a Tosefta, actually. That says the following. Safek mashkin li tamei, or litma tamei, li tamei acherim tahor. Dear Rabbi Meir. V'chein hai Rabbi Elazar omer kidvar. Okay, what is the case? Safek mashkin tamei. So there's a rule in general that we'll take a look at the round, which will help us. Safek mashkin, see where we're on the left side. Suffolk Mashkin is almost right in the middle of the skinny lines. First word line is who. Next word is Suffolk Mashkin. Kigon. Shehoshit Tamei. Let's say a person who is Tamei places his Hoshit Tamei Yado Lebein HaMashkin Ve'en Yadua Im Nagabehen. So a person who is Tamei, he put his hand near some type of liquid. It went, and his hand went right near it. And I can't tell if he put his finger in, or he didn't actually put his finger in it. I was like, you know, it's right. But his hand was right there. So we don't know that this Tamei person, did he make that mashkin Tamei or not? Because just by touching it, he can make it Tamei. Okay. So said the Tosefta, if he did that, Suffolk mashkin, or I should say, yeah, Suffolk mashkin, we don't know what the status is of the mashkin. So the Tamei, right, to make it Tamei is Tamei. Look at Rashi. Look at the Ran. Litamei Tamei, or Litma Tamei. Klomar, Litumas Atzman, for the Mashkin itself, the actual liquid, we think the guy touched it, as in Lachumra, or Machmir. Right? Avalo, Litamei Acherim. Okay? So even though, so there's two different questions. Question number one is, does the Mashkin itself become Tamei in such a case? The answer is yes. If we're not sure, the guy looks like he touched it, so we're going to be Machmir. Right, so it's going to be Tamei. But in terms of whether, when we're not sure if the Mashkin is Tamei, can it go ahead and be Matamei somebody else? Right, so that already, that we're Mako. Right, that we assume that it doesn't work. Okay? And Rabbi Lazar agrees with this approach. Okay, fine. Yeah, now look at it. So now look at the Mefarish. Avalatame Acherim Tahorim. He says, V'i Rabbi Elazar hi. And again, if Rabbi Elazar agrees that to make, again, for the Mashkin itself becomes Tameh. But in terms of being Matame others, we're Mekel, it's Tahor. V'i Rabbi Elazar hi. Hada Ukma Laresha, the Suffolk Naziris, Ki Rabbi Eliezer, Umi Svirle, Dali Tameh, Dalitma Tameh, Bahatani Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein Tumma Lamashkin Ko Iker. So, meaning we're going to see what's going to see. Let's go on for a second, and we'll see that this way may actually bring a problem for Rabbi Eliezer. So we go back to the Gemara for a second. So we said that v'chein hayah Rabbi Eliezer omer kedvar. Rabbi Eliezer agreed with Rabbi Meir. right? That to make the mashkin tamei, that we're machmir by suffik, but to be tamei others, we're make on. Rabbi Elazar seems to agree with this, and continues the Gemara. Me severely, Rabbi Elazar tamei. Did Rabbi Elazar really agree that in terms of making the mashkin tamei, the guy who's tamei, we're not sure. It looks like he touched the mashkin, but we're not sure. So Rabbi Elazar seems to say that he agrees that makes the mashkin themselves tamei. So he didn't really say that. If I had Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, ain't tumla mashkin kol ikar. I thought Rabbi Elazar holds that you don't make that the mashkin don't become tamei at all. Teida, how do I know? Sharei heid Yosi ben Yoezer ish treida. You may recognize him from where? He's most famously found in. He's like one of the first Mishnahs in Pirkei Avos. I think it's Yosi ben Yoezer ish treida. So Yosi ben Yoezer ish treida. He says al ayal kimsa dachan. Ba'amashkin based mitabchia dachan. Okay, what did Yosef ben Yoezer tell us from Tzreda? What did he say about an ayal kimsa? An ayal kimsa is a type of grasshopper, right? It is a chagav sheshmo ayal. So ayal is usually a ram, right? But this is a grasshopper that's called an ayal. Okay, dachan is also an unusual language, which means if you look at the Ran, dachan the last skinny line. Tahor, v'kasha l'achila. Okay, so Yosef ben Yoezer, Yishtreda has said ayal kamsa. There's a discussion about different types of grasshoppers. Is it kosher or not kosher? You can find. You can go to the Biblical Museum in Israel. He'll tell you which ones are kosher or not kosher. You can decide if you like to eat grasshoppers or not. But he'll tell you what to do. But the two things that Yosef ben Yoezer testified. One was that this ayal kamsa is taka kosher. You can eat it. And val mashka be mitabcha dachan, right? That the mashka that came from the butcher, right? That's okay, right? That came in the tumas mashkin midra banan. You guys see Ram in the Ran? See Ram in the Ran? Yeah, it's the first wide line, first of the new wide lines in the Ran, or not the widest, the medium size, whatever you want to call it. Val mashka be mitabcha dachan. The keva dachan here means that's mutter. The keva the tumas mashkin midrabanan b'mashka be mitavcha lo gazru shol harbos tuma bazar. Right, so this is talking about the butcher area of the Beis Hamikdash. Right, they would cut up the meat, etc. So since tumas mashkin we assume is the midrabanan, so the mashka of the be mitavcha we weren't gozer on in the Beis Hamikdash. So that we didn't want to have too much tumma going on in the azara. It's not tumma midaraisa anyways. It's only tumma midarabanan because it's only suffik. Whether it's just the mashkin themselves because the juices and things around there becoming tumme. So we're not machmir. Fine. The cave in the tumas mashkin midarabanan hechimi machmirinan bisvakayu. But since it's only midarabanan, so we're not going to be machmir misafik. Okay. So what is happening here? So, fine. But the point is, what is that? The case of the Beit Metabchia, right? The mashkin in this area, in this place, is that mashkin. It's mashkin, right? And the question is, it's a suffix. Whether that mashkin becomes tameh, what do we assume in that case? What Yosef Ben Yoezer said? That we're mekel, right? It's why? Because it's only the Rabbanan. Too much mashkin is the Rabbanan, so we're only... So suffik derabanan lekula in general. So that's all true, right? That suffik derabanan lekula and the tumas mashkin is only derabanan in the first place. So wait a second, we just quoted this idea before that suffik mashkin, right? Litma tame chayim tahor, and that Rabbi Elazar agreed with that. But that's not true. How could that be? We know that Rabbi Elazar had said there is no tumma for mashkin. And how do I know? Because Yosef ben Yoezer had given this testimony about the Beis Hamikdash, that the butcher area in the Beis Hamikdash, any mashkin there isn't tamei. Why? Because it's only midrabanan and so if it's a suffik, it'd be suffik derabanan lekula. So that sounds like Rabbi Elazar holds that there is no mashkin that becomes tamei at all. Okay, so how's that going to work?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to be, let's just make sure we know, like, understand all the entire connection here all the way. So what's our bottom line, Kasha? So the Mefarish says like this. Just go back to the Mefarish on the right side. Avalatame acherim tahorin. So this is V'i Rebbe Eliezer hi had to ukma l'resha. I mean, if we had said before, right, our whole point was, right, we said that suffik nizirus, right, is lahakel, right? We said that's Rebbe Eliezer, right? Okay, but if that's true, umis, so he says umis svir le the lit matame, right? He didn't hold from this idea of lit matame. V'atani Rebbe Eliezer omer ein tum la mashkin kol yikar. Right? He doesn't hold from tumas mashkin at all. So if that's true, and that sefer of that mission is talking about tumas mashkin, right? So, and he disagrees with it. So you said that the beginning of that, we said, oh, was our original kasha? Original kasha was, how can our mishnah say stam nedarim is machmir if stam nezirus is mekel? We said, no, stam nedarim to be machmir is the rabbanan. Stam nezirus to be mekel is Rabbi Eliezer. Well, it's only one problem. The end of that mishnah that says stam nezirus lahakel also says that mashkin, to us mashkin is machmir. And we know Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold that. So don't tell me now that this brisa, which you like solved our problem, it's not a stira because suffik nezirus lahakel is utter Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe it can't be Rabbi Eliezer because of the later part of that mishnah, right, or brisa, which talks about the suffik tumas mashkin being machmir, that wouldn't be Rabbi Eliezer. That's the point. So it's a kasha. But the point is that in terms of our overall kasha, the initial answer, Rabbi Zera's initial answer now doesn't work. That's our whole point. Okay, so we're going to get started with our answer. We're going to have to stop in a second, but let's just see what the answer the Gemara gives. So Gemara says it's going to now be like a machlokas within a machlokas within a machlokas. So let's see. So the answer to the Gemara is follows. Hanichas, here I am in the Gemara now.
Yeah.
Hanich l'Shmuel. Okay. I'll tell you how to explain this. So Hanich l'Shmuel the Amar Dachan Militame Acherim about Tumas Atzman Yeshbehen. Shapir. So Shmuel says, what does he hold? He says, when Yossi ben Yoezer told me, right, that the tumah smashkin in the Beis Metavcha, right, in the Beis Hamikdash, isn't tameh, right? What does that mean? That meant it won't be metameh acherim. But even he agrees that it won't be metameh. It's tameh itself. So according to Shmuel, we're fine, right? Because even Rabbi Eliezer actually does mean, right, that the mashkin themselves become tameh, it just won't be matameh acherim, which is the exact sheet that we found in that brisa. So that would be fine. Right? So then everyone's fine and good, right? El larav, but larav da amar dachan mamish. It's mamish mutter, right? So then my kalamim, and then you're stuck. So let's just clarify the question. To only give you a question now, according to one side, according to Rav, according to Shmuel, this is Rabbi Eliezer is consistent, and you could answer our mishnah. The stira is our mission. The no stira, our mission is stam nedarim lahachmir, and the stam nazir is the rabbanan. Suffik nazir is lahakel Rabbi Eliezer, and it fits with this Yossi ben Yoezer's edus. Fine, but if according to Rav, who said that according to Yossi ben Yoezer, the mashkin don't become tummy at all, so then we're going to have a problem. Okay, so according to him, what are you going to say? Okay, so Ella ha Rabbi Yehuda. So Ella Rav the Amr Dachan Mamish Ma'iklim Emar. So Ella Ha Rabbi Yehuda Vaha Rabbi Shimon. Okay. So we have another machlokas. What do you mean? What's happening here? Desanya Hareni Nazir Im Yesh Bikri Hazeh Meyakur Vahalach Umatzo Shagant Shenignav Osha Avad. Person says, I'll become a Nazir if there is 100. If there's, you know, in this pile there's 100 kor. Basically, you're like estimating the jelly beans, right? So you say, if there's a, you know, whatever, 450 jelly beans in this jar, so then I'm going to become a nazir. And what happens? You go back to the jar, and the jar is empty. The jelly beans are gone. So I'm not going to know if there was, I'll never know if there was 450 jelly beans in there or not. It's some same thing here. How much, you know, produce there is in this pile. And then you go back, and the pile's gone. Okay, so now it's stolen, or it got lost. Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's fine. So then they're not a nazir, right? Rabbi Shimon Oser. Right, and Rabbi Shimon says that you have to machmer. V'rami, Rabbi Yehuda, ad Rabbi Yehuda. Right, and this is Akasha, Rabbi Yehuda on himself. Right, why? Mi am Rabbi Yehuda lomal le'inish nafshe l'sveka. Right, again, did Rabbi Yehuda say that a person would never allow himself you know, to become a suffix, right? If he would be, you know, what about, you know, the idea that a person would never allow themselves to be put in that suffix? Umini, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Stam Truma B'Yehuda, Asura, Ubegaliel, Muteris. She'ein Anshe Agaliel, this is Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, right? That Rabbi Yehuda was one who said that a Stam Truma in Yehuda is Asura, but in the Galil, it's Muter. Why? She'ein Anshe Agaliel, Makir, and it's Truma Salishka, right? Because the people in the Galil, they don't even know what Truma Salishka is, right? So we said, if they say Truma, Safek means it's for a Kohen, right? Because they don't know anything different. Right, time of the imakirin, hamakirin, asura. Right, but if they would know what it was, so then it would be aser. Right, even though, right, and that's true. Look at the mafarish in the bottom right, on Solanya Tesman Aleph. Amr Yehuda lo mal inish nafshle sveika kagon. Hacha, like in our case, kishin nadar lo al daita da hachin nadar. When the person makes a nether, right, and says, I'll become another if it turns out there's 450 jelly beans in the thing, the person doesn't really make a nether that way. Shim nigna of hakri, if it got lost or stolen, tabe safik, he wouldn't have that. He would say, no way, that's not going to work. Imhaya sham meyakur, shihe nazir ba'osa sveika, right? The person wouldn't have in mind to do such a thing. But nevertheless, he had said that the person who you know, we don't know exactly what they think, depending on where they live, so we are machmir. We're going to, I want to make sure we get this clear, so we'll come back to this tomorrow, and we'll clarify this discussion within Rabbi Yehuda. We'll figure this out tomorrow. Okay.